No one said entrepreneurship was easy.
But honestly, let's be real about it.
Hi, my name is Varun Balsara.
And I'm Luke Nellicliffe.
And we are the hosts of the Human Entrepreneur Podcast.
This is the podcast that unmasks the human behind the entrepreneurs.
We uncover the skills they have learned.
Lessons they wish they knew earlier.
And stories that will motivate, inspire, and sometimes shock you.
Entrepreneurship just got real.
Welcome to our show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Human Entrepreneur. This is a bonus episode because we love you guys so much. And this episode is all about listening.
Yes. So we originally recorded it as an Instagram live. So you might have heard snippets or all of it there. But yeah, this podcast is all about you guys listening to our conversations with incredible guests and ourselves. So hopefully you've learned some listening skills through that. And yeah, this is all about how to listen to how to create effective conversations whenever you're speaking to someone and listening to them. So we hope you enjoy it.
I think being a better listener is so important, especially in an age where we're communicating and constantly, you know, being, we're in echo chambers, really. And so I guess I want to start off, Luke, by asking you, how do you listen effectively? How do you have, as a result of that, how do you also have better conversations?
Yeah, I think listening is such an important skill, and I think often really undervalued as well. As a conversational skill, it's truly important as an entrepreneur, as a friend, as a family member as well. So I'd say one of the key tips that I give to everyone listening is really practice active listening. And to me, what that really means is listening to what truly someone else is saying and not trying to always just get across your own agenda. So listening to what they're speaking about. And when they're actually talking, not just always just concentrating on what your answer is going to be, actually just immersing yourself in the words that they're saying. So one great way in which you can do that is after they've said their whatever they're saying, is you just summarize what they've said, just to check that you're understanding it right, to show that you've actually listened to what they've just said. And if you haven't understood it right, then they could provide some clarity and it helps the conversation move forward. And genuinely just pay attention. I think it's even easier on like Zoom calls or however we're having conversations now to be like multitasking, doing lots of other stuff. So genuinely paying attention to what someone is saying is super important. And you can really show that you're doing that as well just by being engaged, having like the right body language, maybe nodding, smiling, saying yes or uh-huh or something like that as they're talking, just to show like positive body language as someone is speaking. I mean, it's harder in COVID potentially. And then I think my last thing will be just be genuinely curious in other people. So I always try and approach this from like a situation where I'm like, what does someone else know that I don't know? And I want to go and try and find that out. So just being curious in other people, I think is another really important way to improve your listening skills.
Yeah, all very, very valid points. And I think I want to just pick up on one of them, which was active listening. And, you know, I'm not sure if you know this guy called Chris Voss. He was an FBI negotiator and he has his masterclass on negotiating. This is not a plug. By any means, but one of the things he said was the key to active listening, and if you do it well, it's obviously to summarize, but the way you do that is essentially kind of repeating the last 3 to 4 words that someone else has said, and it's a very quick hack to kind of actively listening. It's used a lot in negotiation because I think that's the first step. What you do is you essentially repeat the last 2 words to kind of break the ice, to say that I hear you, and it kind of gives that kind of in effect, if I'm kind of showing you that I've understood where you're coming from, I guess automatically we're breaking the ice somewhere. And as a result of that, you're going to be a little more receptive to what I'm saying, rather than if I don't acknowledge what you're saying and just put my points across. So definitely active listening is something that I personally have seen work so very well in relationships, in negotiations, and whatnot. And in terms of, you know, we've covered why is listening important, and we've established that. Are there any skills related to listening effectively, and what should one be developing, in your opinion?
I'd say active listening skills is super important, like I was saying, but maybe you can think about skills around body language as well. Maybe you could record like a call, or just ask people for feedback, like, what was my body language like when I was having this conversation? It might seem like an awkward thing to ask when you're having a conversation, but you know, you might get some really valuable insights. And if people are actually honest, you can always improve that. Maybe you could do like a live stream like this, and then look at it back, or record like a Zoom call that you're having, and just see what your body language is like. If there's certain things that you're doing, if there's certain ways that you're acting when someone is speaking to you, or when you're summarizing, or when you're actually articulating, then that might be a great way to really improve your skills, improve your body language skills, and improve your listening skills as well. And I think just with the practicing the active listening, just having more conversations, and just going in with the intention of doing it. And it's obviously going to be hard to do at the start, but there's some wonderful videos on like YouTube on really how to master it, and great resources online. So maybe you could read up on that and then try and put it into practice.
Yeah. And I think, you know, going back to the whole idea of communication, I think, and listening, I think if you're really genuine about it, you know, we wouldn't be kind of, you wouldn't really need to employ these kind of skills, because if I'm genuinely interested in the conversation I'm having, and you know, I'm genuinely interested in what you're saying, and you know, ego aside and everything, all these things would automatically be there. So I'm just trying to understand this, but I'm challenging everyone to kind of go back to the conversations that, you know, were something that you really cherished, and how were you reacting in those situations. And you know, maybe emulating those specific techniques that were suited to you, to conversations that you may not always like, because conversations sometimes have that trait. You may not like them, but you probably have to go through them. And I guess, what did you do right there in the conversation that you love doing that you could probably emulate? And I think, you know, even if I tell you that, like, do this ABC for active listening, I don't think there's a specific framework that you can apply, because eventually people will understand when you're faking it, and people read body language more than you probably think. And so if you're genuinely not, you know, unless you're a really, really good actor and you genuinely can fake it really well, I think people can read through it, or at least subconsciously, they probably would get to know that you're probably not interested. So, you know, just to be aware of that is interesting. But yeah, I think those were very important, you know, skills and tips that you just shared, Luke. I think active listening and body language are one of the key things with listening, but also listening with authenticity and giving someone a genuine ear is something so important. One last thing I'd really like to add to is, you know, this goes back to this book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and it's been talked about so much over the years. One of the things he says is that the most important thing in a conversation is to reiterate someone's name. And I found that very interesting. People love hearing their names. And so introduce the name of the person in the conversation. You're giving that impression that, hey, I know you, I remember your name.
I think it's even more important to do that in like online calls as well, because it's you can't exactly like point to someone or turn to someone, that saying their name at the start and then actually going to say something to them is a really good skill. So you guess you can put it into practice and then put it into the real world as well. But I'd say, like you say, do it authentically, and don't drop someone's name every every sentence that you're speaking to them.
I was in a project with someone. I'm not sure where or what the situation was, but I could see that the person doing it, I could overtly see them making that attempt of saying or dropping names in. If someone knows about this, and now whoever's watching probably does know about this, and you see someone do it over and over again, you probably know that they're not doing it really well. The idea is to subtly do it such that, you know, you don't know that you're doing it. But again, going back to the conversation about authenticity, I think it becomes quite obvious that if you are really listening to someone and you're really interested in the conversation and the person, you most likely would remember the name. So more than all of these skills, I would urge you to be a lot more authentic in the way you listen and in the way you interact with people. And I think nothing beats genuinity more than that. So be genuine and authentic. We have spoken about our listening tips, but we would be more than happy to hear what you have to say and what your potential tips are. So do drop them in the comments, and we will be waiting and very interested to see what you have to say.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed it, drop a review wherever you're listening to this. And for weekly content, subscribe to our podcast channel. And for more updates, check our social media channels attached in the show notes below. Thank you very much.